The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
My friend, it is great to be here to be able to share with you some of the great New Zealand music that comes to us from New Zealand On Air. Yeah, that's right. They still make those New Zealand On Air discs, the compilation ones, although now it's just all over the interwebs. But they share with us a multitude of new songs that come to us every month. And this month, we've got some pretty cool artists coming up that we would love to share with you. Anyway, my name is Thomas Matheson Tutahione.
And I'm Olivia Matheson Tutahione.
And this is The Chilli Bin on Radio Southlands
96.4 FM.
So we've got some cool tracks coming up for you this week. Some interesting band names too. I think that's how I picked my songs for this week anyway.
Mine was completely random.
I mean, Arch Human, it's not the most interesting name, but we've got Wet Denim. A little bit later on. We've got tracks from, I think it's called Mountain Boy, a Jodine Doreen.
Yep, Vera Allen and Hemi Hemingway.
Yep, and one of my favourite band names of the week, Clap Clap Riot. However, I had a listen to just like, maybe we gave some of these songs about 10 seconds each. And it's probably not my favourite song of the week. That one might have to go down to Jodine Doreen. But we'll talk about her just a little bit later on as well. We've got some funny story. Well, a funny story. Do you want to give any hints on what my funny story may be this week, my darling?
Something to do with maybe a fence and then also getting something past a fence.
Yep. Oh, we got a story for you. And all that coming up just a little bit later on. But for now, let's get into some cool new Zealand music. This first track comes to us from a husband and wife duo, Rātoia Booth and Hayden Booth. They've turned towards performing original material that come with a chilled out reggae infusion under the name Rā Chairman. Their latest single was Te Aroha, I think. That was before April came along and busted out another new one as well. There are some great songs that we love to share with you, all thanks to New Zealand On Air and Radio Southland. And our chairman brings us Kia Puwai right here on
Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
I'm Thomas Matheson Tutahione.
And I'm Olivia Matheson Tutahione here on the Chilli Bin.
Te
You wouldn't show up to a barbecue with lukewarm lemonade, would you? Nah, you've got standards.
So why would you listen to the same teen songs on repeat? It's time to reach into the chilli bin right here on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
We're packing the freshest New Zealand music from the top of the north to the bottom of the deep south. If it's homegrown and absolute fire, we've got it on ice.
So tune in Tuesdays at 8pm, Thursdays at 2pm, or download the podcast from radiosouthland.org.nz. Here on
the Chilli Bin
on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. I'm Thomas
and I'm Olivia.
And yeah, that was Wet Denim. Now, Wet Denim is a four-piece alternative rock band from Wellington, and they've quickly established themselves as a must-see live act. So if you are around and you can catch them, check out Wet Denim. Now, Wet Denim's sound is a blend of captivating vocals, lush guitar chords, and syrupy bass lines. Man, I've got to learn how to read.
What a good way to describe it.
Syrupy bass lines. I like that. They also have a hard-hitting drums as well. Pretty cool tracks, actually. The band currently delivering two-third rock, maybe a little bit of one-third pop mix, and are always striving for three-thirds of catchy and words that I don't use. Probably words that'll get me in trouble with the old station manager if we actually busted them out.
Yeah, we can say the abbreviation, surely. AF.
Oh, yeah. So let's do that one again. With the band currently delivering a two-third rock and one-third pop mix and always striving for three-thirds of catchy AF.
Which means absolutely fabulous.
It does too. So Wet Denim, they are Jack Ledward, Joe Ledward, Luca Crampton and Nick Goodwin. If you do get a chance to get in and check them out, definitely do so if you are in the Wellington area. What's another good way that people, my love, what's a good way that people can find or search or maybe support some of these musicians?
By going on to Access Media?
Yep, accessmedia.nz. They've got radio shows like ours. There's a good one that comes out of Hastings or Hamilton. That also plays a lot of new New Zealand music. Great ways to support local community radio stations as well. But if we were looking for these artists and we wanted to know more about them or catch up or see what they were doing, what are some of the ways that we could...
Facebook and Instagram, anything social media, YouTube even, and Spotify.
Yep.
Apple Music.
Yep, Apple Music. Bandcamp is another good one.
I've never heard of Bandcamp.
So Bandcamp is where musos can go release their music. They can put a link on their socials and stuff like that. It's another way where you can...
Is it like SoundCloud?
It's like SoundCloud, but Bandcamp is the other one. And you could also check out their official websites if they have them. And a lot of those New Zealand music artists, they do, because as part of trying to get the funding, you've got to have your websites and ways that you can share and promote. Mm. So definitely get in there, check them out, because everything that we do to support them as musicians definitely helps them out to bring us new music. So, got a story to tell you, but I don't think I'm ready to yet. It's still embarrassing. And it hurts a little bit.
I think it's hilarious.
Uh-huh. You were part of it.
I know. I think that's what makes it worse. But
it's a wee bit depressing too.
I'm blaming being sick.
Yeah. Olivia's been down and out for the last week. And I've been putting her through the ringer, making Olivia work with me. So I had someone to hold stuff and do stuff and hold pieces of wood up. And then I'll be like, up a little. No, too far down. No, too far again.
Building our home.
We were building some bits and bobs. But we'll tell you a little bit more about that story just a little bit later on. Who have we got next, my darling?
We've got We Will Ride Fast, and this is Unfurl Your Weeds, blending shimmering alt-pop sheen with raw indie rock drive. It hits like a neon pulse in the dark. It really paints a picture, I reckon.
A neon, what was it? It hits like a neon...
pulse in the dark.
Like a neon pulse in the dark.
Which in my mind is like a firework or something.
Yep, or you're walking down K Road.
Or you're staring into an LED light and then you close your eyes really hard.
But it hits like a neon light.
In the dark.
In neon the dark. Pulse. That was pretty cool. That was a really descriptive way of writing how a track will feel, I guess.
Yeah, so they've got the track fuses propulsive rhythms and atmospheric textures with surreal lines about psychocosmic swirls and sleeping seas.
Man, they like to put a mouthful in their bio, don't they?
Yeah.
God, they could have kept it easy. I think I've picked easy ones that have little easy bios. So what's the name of this track?
Unfurl Your Weeds.
Unfurl Your Weeds. Hey, that reminds me, we need to get out and do... We haven't done much gardening this week, have we?
I've pulled quite a few weeds out of the garden at the other house.
Well, that's true. I guess...
And I put some cocoa fibre down to suppress some weeds.
Yep.
Because I don't want them unfurling.
So we're going to unfurl some weeds now with We Will Ride Fast right here on...
The Chilli Bin.
On the Radio Southlands 96.4.
FM.
I'm Thomas.
And I'm Olivia.
We'll be right back.
don't know them, you don't know the weeds. Know you, bro, better than you know. We can't see them, we won't look. They seek us right down in our hole. Better than you know. We can't see them, we won't look. They seek us right down in our hole. The weeds know you, bro, better than you know. We can't see them, we won't look. They seek us right down in our holes. All deeds lead to the sleeping seas. Out on a season of need in a psycho-cosmic swirl. Unfurl your weeds, yeah. Unfurl. Unfurl your weeds, yeah. Unfurl. Than you know, we can't see them, we won't look. They seek us right down in our hole.
You wouldn't show up to a barbecue with lukewarm lemonade, would you? Nah, you've got standards.
So why would you listen to the same 10 songs on repeat? It's time to reach into the chilli bin right here on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
We're packing the freshest New Zealand music from the top of the north to the bottom of the deep south. If it's homegrown and absolute fire, we've got it on ice.
So tune in Tuesdays at 8pm, Thursdays at 2pm, or download the podcast from radiosouthland.org.nz.
Talk to me some more. Tell me that you love me and you will forevermore. When did I get so insecure? Shoes are at the door. Put your hand in my back pocket and hold me a little more. Wondering if you'll leave, if I say too much, too much. Do love, please do. j'ai peur et souvent je me sens paix. Wondering if you'll understand if I say too much, too much, too much. Oh, si j'espère que tu es fou, fou. Seul pour moi. If I say too much, too much, too much, I know you'll hold me like you do. Love, do love, do love, please do. If I say too much, too much, too much, I know you'll hold me like you do.
It was Hina with Cuckoo right here on the Chili Bin on
Radio Southlands
96.4 FM, and I'm Olivia.
I'm Thomas. You know, we had to listen to that. We were listening to that song at the start of it going, how do you say the name of this one? And I was like, cow, 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 cow.
If you heard us, it was quite embarrassing.
I was like, is there a C in Māori?
It was like Cuckoo, Cacao.
Cow, 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 cow. Trying to work it out because it's C-O-U, C-O-U. Then we listen to the whole song, we're like, what's it called, what's it called? And then she goes into that French part, and we're like, oh, okay, it's Cuckoo.
We were completely off.
We were way off. We were trying to add some Pacific Island onto it, and we were totally wrong. Anyway, what have we got about Hina?
Well, speaking of Pacific Islander,
yeah.
Hina is the creative mentor of Amy Borovitch. Whose name she says with a goddess of the moon known across Polynesia.
Oh, well, that's cool. Oh, well, we found a way to spin it to Polynesian islands.
Hina weaves threads of folk, rock, soul, and te reo Māori into compositions and obviously French.
Yeah, that was quite good though. It was so when I heard that song, I was just like, oh, fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. That's where I was thinking that song was going to go, especially that first half, but pulled it around into something slightly different.
I quite liked it.
I did. Should we tell everybody our wee story?
I suppose so.
Yeah. So Olivia and I had, it was an extra couple of days off, but, you know, we were sick. Well, she was sick. Olivia was actually really sick, like throwing up sick. couldn't breathe. And just,
I'm better now.
Much better now. And, we'd kind of already made a plan that on the Saturday we were going to go pick up some materials and then go and do some stuff with her friends. And then go back on in Sunday and build, what I assumed wouldn't take too long.
The 30th birthday party was amazing, by the way.
Yeah. So one of our friends turned 30, Rafano Brenner. Brenner turned 30. And
she's thriving. I love it.
And they were like, right, we want to imagine a kids' party.
So what do you do, Tom?
Well, let's tell them about the awesomeness that your good friends did, the fairy bread.
Ah, yes. Yeah, Emily bring the fairy bread. Well, Emily, Chris and Ali and Isla.
Oh, it was amazing. You know,
we bring the Cheerios.
Yeah, we brought Cheerios and tomato sauce, and they brought fairy breads, and there was all these other bits and bobs there, all these other kids' things.
Olivia did heaps as well. Olivia.
The other Olivia.
She made it real cute.
She did. And the cake that they went and got was like, it was a like a Madeira cake, a really dense one. But you know what I was thinking of? Mm-hmm. It was more like the citrus Madeira cake because it's gluten-free.
Oh.
And that's what would have been that texture difference. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's where that texture thing came from.
The lemon was yummy.
It was. It was a very, very good cake. Nicely, beautifully decorated. Quite happy with that. We had to do that on Saturday afternoon. It was a lot of fun, especially being able to do like a kids' party for a 30-year-old.
I reckon adults don't have enough kids' whimsy anymore.
No.
Everyone's just a big kid.
No, and I turned up and I was like, okay, I know it's a kid party, but I see a cheese platter. There's something wrong with that at a kids' party. So I jumped on the old phone and looked up my very old DeliverEasy account because I haven't used it in like over a year. So I jumped on DeliverEasy and went to Macca's and I ordered a lot of Happy Meals. So you've got to think of the amount of people that would normally be at a 30-year-old's birthday party. I should have counted because it was probably a couple short, but I was like, not every adult will eat it.
Nah, and not every kid will eat it either.
Yeah, and tell you what, they were a big hit though. Ordered heaps of cheeseburger Happy Meals with the toys, and all the adults were wanting to trade their toys. The kids were wanting, all of a sudden, everybody's smashing back these Happy Meals. Because they weren't really going for the Coke Zero Sugars, I smashed all of them.
It worked out well.
It did. It worked. It was a lot of fun. Absolutely had so much fun with that. But I kind of feel like it's time to get into another song. So we're going to tell you all about the rest of that adventure that we had while Olivia was sick.
Sorry, I went off track.
Yep. We had things that we needed to, that we wanted to get done. We'll just talk about that a little bit later on. But now it's time for one of those bands that I like the name of. I'm not sure if I like the song, but this is Clap Clap Riot right here on
The Chilli Bin
on Radio Southlands
96.4 FM.
And this is Like a Lover.
Oh, you found it all the way. You know you go. Stop to think it over. You wake up
The Chilli Bin, keeping Southland's ears crisp.
On Radio Southland's 96.4 FM, it's the only bin you actually want to be seen hanging around.
It's time to reach into the Chilli Bin right here on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
We're packing the freshest New Zealand music from the top of the north to the bottom of the deep south. If it's homegrown and absolute fire, we've got it on ice.
So tune in Tuesdays at 8pm, Thursdays at 2pm, or download the podcast from radiosouthland.org.nz.
You burst a blood vessel in your eye. From puking too hard at the party. And at the gym when I got too high. You see, well that's a terrible thing.
Was Vera Allen with When It's Over featuring Hemi Hemingway. What good alliteration is that? Hemi Hemingway.
Hemi Hemingway. Hey, this is the Chili Bin on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. I'm Thomas.
And I'm Olivia.
And yeah, Hemingway. Very cool name.
Mm.
Hemi Hemingway.
Both from Wellington.
Are they? Another yeah, Wellington
we've
group.
We've had a lot of Wellington this one.
So what have we got about young Vera Allen?
Basically that the two had previously torn through a karaoke classic by Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood, and the chemistry was undeniable.
Oh. Oh, another one of those Wellington bands.
Yeah, another one of those Wellington bands. It's a song born from intuition, the quiet, creeping awareness that the wheels are coming off. With unflinching honesty, Vera Allen examines the ugliness on both sides, the way two people fumble, disappoint, and somehow draw out the very worst in each other. Yet beneath the tension lies something tender.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, bittersweet.
Anyway, we're going to continue with our story, because it sounds... yeah,
ours is quite bittersweet too.
This is true. We decided we were going to do some fencing. We had a go at doing deer fencing at our big place. Had a lot of fun. And then
it was a success.
And I'm like, well, let's try doing a different type of fence. We went and picked up all these materials before going to the birthday party. We had to take two trucks, two trailers to try and get it all down to Bluff. Anyway, we managed to finally suss all that out. And then Sunday, we had to move my mother from little house to big house, which is why we had a second trailer, and that all worked out. Anyway, we got Mum all shifted, and we went back to the little house. And we're like, oh, let's do some stuff at the little house. And so we started digging the holes for some posts, for some fences.
We might need to back up just a little bit to the fact that we parked, because we had two trailers on and we got a small driveway. We had to park one trailer and truck onto the lawn, and the other one went down the driveway.
And she gave away the punchline.
Oh, okay, take that bit out.
No, you've heard it now.
Take it out. You can cut it.
You've
cut
heard
it.
The punchline now. Yes, we had built the trailer because we'd backed it down and we put our posts in and then we put our rails on and we put our pails on and forgotten that we'd put the trailer down the back too.
This was 2 days of realizing that we had the trailer that we were working off in the backyard.
Yep. And so, yeah, the trailer was in the backyard, and we'd gone through and we'd built all of these fences, and, we fenced it into the backyard.
Oops.
Yep. So the next day, once we realised that, it was like, I'm going home, I want fish and chips, or I want KFC.
And I was laughing.
I want happy food.
It was so funny.
I was so hacked off with myself, I was so hacked off with us. We didn't even realise until after we'd made the gates, till after everything was screwed off in, like, literally over 1,000 screws gone into this thing to hold it together.
I had a blister on my hand from the drill.
Oh, yeah. And we're talking, what was it, like 300 kilos of concrete done, 15 to 20 posts, something like
160,
140 yeah. meters of palings. And yeah, whoops, we had fenced it in. Not cool. Not cool at all. Anyway, we decided, okay, we're going to go home, have a break. Next day, we went down. Our first mission was to get the trailer out of the paddock, or out of the backyard. And that was relatively easy. We took one flaring off one side of the thing. Olivia and I flipped it up on its side and dragged it out the gap. And it worked.
Yeah.
We got the trailer out, undamaged.
And then I just put the flare back on. It was sweet as.
Yep. And then we drove it away because we had to use it that afternoon. a few days later because we went and picked up like loads of chipboard and everything like that. So that was a lot of fun. Our little house is going to get a full makeover.
It's going to look so good.
We got bathrooms. Every room's getting done. The TV wall's getting built. Well, I mean, she doesn't know we're putting a TV on it yet.
I get it.
We're going to be doing a lot of wee bits and pieces to turn the little house into just a big home.
I might actually watch TV for once.
Yeah, I know. Oh, we could get a PlayStation.
Oh,
we could become one of those gamers that don't go outside much. Oh, how exciting.
I don't know if I could physically do that.
Oh, this could be interesting. We'll try. We'll see. The first one to get off the couch loses. It'll be both of us at the same time. Yeah. No bit of handle. Anyway.
You know I can't relax.
We did some great road tripping around during our honeymoon. One of my favourite places was the West Coast, and we've got a track called The West Coast. This one comes to us from Jodine Doreen, I think her name is. Now, Jodie Doreen is a New Zealand recording artist whose music is shaped by the land, lineage, and lived experience. Her latest single, West Coast, is a cinematic celebration of strength and quiet grit. A song rooted in a place and the woman who carry it. Since she made her debut album, Breaks Out, and she did that under the Australian label ABC in 2015, Jodie Doreen has become a dynamic force in the country music scene, captivating audiences across New Zealand and Australia. She's known for electrifying performances, charismatic presence. Jodie has quickly established herself as one of Australasia's most vibrant country stars. Now, I'm pretty sure I got to mix her at... a couple of years ago, I think maybe at a Blossom Fest. Anyway, absolutely awesome performer. Pretty cool crew around her as well. Let's hear this track. It is The West Coast by Jodie Doreen right here on...
The Chilli Bin.
On Radio Southlands.
96.4 FM.
She's got a spark in her eyes, a smile that'll burn like fire inside. A little bit of grit and a little bit of grace. She's a storm on the move, leading the chase, catching every eye, better walk the line. She's a force of nature with her red bands on. She's a like a sailor and sings like a bird. The calm before the storm, she makes the world turn. A beacon of light, shining ever bright. She's a force of nature with her red bands on. She's a wild, wild,
The Chilli Bin, keeping Southland's ears crisp.
On Radio Southland's 96.4 FM, it's the only bin you actually want to be seen hanging around.
It's time to reach into the Chilli Bin right here on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
We're packing the freshest New Zealand music from the top of the north to the bottom of the deep south. If it's homegrown and absolute fire, we've got it on ice.
So tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m, Thursdays at 2 p.m, or download the podcast from radiosouthland.org.nz.
Pirongi e te maunga ko wei pā te awa, ko wei papa te mala e kohi kairo te tangata.
By Sun and Water? Sun and Water, sorry.
Oh, Sun and Water.
Sun and Water. Now, I've just read actually quite a cool thing on this one. So, it was written by Diamond Ferguson and Jamie Ferguson, who is a respected musician and one of the founders of renowned reggae band Catch a Fire.
Oh, we played something, one of their tracks ages ago, like a couple of months, a month ago. Sun and Water.
Yeah.
The track was called Sun and Water that time.
Yeah, I think so.
So what's the name of that track just played?
No Mai.
No Mai.
Yep. and it opens with a pepeha.
It does too. It was really cool. I quite like the intro to that song.
Yeah, and basically, the Diamond says that the single is a chance for people to put everything aside and just be together. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. I'm slightly distracted because we're sitting here recording the show and there is a giant fuel tanker just coming into port.
Massive.
We've been seeing these like a lot. I mean, with the amount of fuel that's coming to New Zealand, we could at least make it a little bit cheaper. Especially because we see the big boats, the 500,000 tons of fuel ones getting delivered.
And when you like park up by the Four Square and Bluff, you can hear it pumping. You can hear it pumping out the main line down to the big tanks.
They is big boats. Hey, if you want to find more shows just like this one, well, you can. Just have a look at the accessmedia.nz app, where all the community stations put up some of their, well, not all of them, but a lot of them do. And that's where you'll find some great podcasts made by your local friends in whānau. We've got one more track coming up for you. It is Mountain Boy. He's got a new album coming out in August, so check that out if you can. Another great way to grab this show and many others like it is radiosouthland.org.nz. Just look for the programs tab and have a scroll through. See what you think, see what you like. I'm Thomas.
And I'm Olivia.
And this is The Chilli Bin.
See ya.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.